praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and compassions toward us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us, helping us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for the blessings you have released into our lives, the physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for crushing our enemies into pieces. Thank you, Lord, for your signs and wonders we have experienced. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great things you have in your heart for us. Great things you have in store for us. And by your mighty hand, you shall release them into our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power in this place. Thank you because you will touch everyone into this meeting. You will help everyone, revive everyone, heal everyone, and deliver everyone. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we are here again to lean at your feet and to pray, trusting in your power. Open your heavens over this meeting, Lord Jesus. And let your glory fall. Let everyone be blessed. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. This morning, we are going to be looking at a topic that says there is a twist in nature. There is a twist. Yeah, you know what the twist is? T-W-I-S-T. Twist. T-W-I-S-T. So there is a twist in nature. Yeah, that is in everything God has created in this earth, including the human nature. Something has gone wrong. That's the meaning. There's a twist in nature. something is not right in nature. And God has revealed it in the scriptures. Yeah, something that is meant to go in a certain direction is not going in different directions. So that's the meaning of a twist in nature. Something is wrong in nature, and God has revealed it in the Bible. So let us look at the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1. There's a twist in nature. Romans chapter 1 from verse 18. I'm going to read from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, bond in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can see from these verses the twist that is in nature. When God created man, the creation was perfect. it was good. Everything God created was good. There was nothing wrong in God's creation. But all of a sudden, things started to go wrong. It started from the Garden of Eden. All of a sudden. And from there, it continued throughout the generations of man. So man began to do things that he was not created to do. Things that was not in his nature from the time or from the day he began to exist, from the day he was created. Yeah. The scripture I just read is Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, that's the scripture I just read from verse 18 to 28. From verse 18 to 28. So man began to do things that were not or that wasn't in his nature when God created him in Eden. Yeah, and from that time to now, the twist is there, the perversion is there. Yeah, so that is what we will be looking at this morning before we pray. Yeah, I'll be showing you from the scripture that things have gone wrong in nature. So the nature we are seeing now is not as it was meant to be, including the human nature, the plants, the animals, everything in the world. They are not as they were meant to be. So something has gone wrong. Yeah. Something has gone wrong. And that was one of the reasons why Jesus came to die. To fix the problem in nature. Now, we're going to be looking at 4 points. Under this topic. Point number one, the human nature is naturally perverse. That is point number one. The human nature is naturally perverse. Yeah. Because the first man fell, and we know him, that is Adam, together with the woman that was taken out, that was taken from the inside of him. They fell. So from that time, everyone that is born, that is born into the world from the fallen nature of Adam, have this perverseness inside of them. Everyone that comes from Adam. So which you You came from Adam, I came from Adam. None of us fell from heaven, from the sky. Yeah, for every man that has been born into this world has a perverse nature. Yeah, so the nature in you is naturally perverse. So you must understand these things for the grace of God to really help you. If you don't understand that you are a problem or you have a problem, you won't come out of that problem. But when you are thinking that you have no problem, everything is all right, then the grace of God will just be looking at you. But when you agree that you really have a problem, then it will coming out of that problem will be very fast. Than when you feel like everything is right. Yeah, so we must understand that the nature of man is naturally perverse, naturally twisted. Yeah, so what does it mean to be perverse? Yeah, well, what does it mean to be perverse? Or to have a perverse nature? It means you have a nature that is directly opposite to God, the Creator. And not only that, it means you have a nature that is going an opposite direction to what you were created to do. I don't know if you understand that. Yeah, that is when the nature of a creature is going in a direction that is opposite of what that creature was created for, that is perversion. And not only that, when the nature in a creature is going against the Creator, going against the nature of the Creator, that is also perversion. Yeah, so the human nature is naturally perverse. Let's look at Matthew 17, verse 17. Matthew 17. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? That is, how long shall I endure with you? That's what suffer means. Jesus was rebuking his disciples because they couldn't cast out a devil out of a young man or a boy. Yeah, they couldn't cast out the devil. They were there struggling with casting out the devil until Jesus came down from the mountain and he saw he saw what was going on. Now, the expression of Jesus shows that the demon not going out of that boy was not the fault of God and was not the fault of God's power. Because what Jesus said immediately he arrived at the scene was, "O faithless and perverse generation." Yeah, so it means something is wrong with us. That is why it seems as if we are not getting anything from God. It's not like something is wrong with God or something is wrong with God's power. Something is wrong with us. That is why it seems as if God is far from us. And that is why it seems as if our prayers are not being answered. That is why it seems as if God's power is not producing results in our lives. There's no fault with God, and there's no fault with His power. The fault has always been with us. With us. With the human nature. Yeah, so Jesus looked at those disciples. He was not saying, "O faithless and perverse disciples." What did he say? He said, "O faithless and perverse generations." Perverse generation. Yeah. What does that mean? It means that the generation of human beings have always been naturally faithless and naturally perverse. I don't know if you are getting something here. Yeah, it shows that the generation of mankind have always been naturally faithless. So we always don't want to trust God. We always don't want to believe God. So that nature is in us, naturally. It's in every man that has been born into this world. And not only that, perversion is inside the nature of man. Naturally. Yeah. And Jesus expected that the disciples would be different. Yeah. Jesus expected that they will be part of a new generation. Yeah, which I'll still talk about. Because if you look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. First Peter 2:9. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation." But ye are a chosen generation. Yeah, that is just what I want to pick from that verse. Yeah, so Jesus expected that they would remove themselves from the perverse generation and join the new generation, the chosen generation. Though eventually things changed with the disciples, but at that point a lot of things was wrong with them. But you know, after Jesus died, went to heaven, they waited on on the Lord, they got filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and then their life starts improving. But at that point, in that Matthew 17, verse 17, there were a lot of things wrong with them. So the same applies to this generation. So many things is wrong with us. And the funny thing is that we don't want to fix what is wrong with us. And yet we want God to continue to be faithful to us. We want God to draw close to us and help us. And we don't want to fix our perversion. Yeah. So we deceive ourselves. Because God will not partner with Eve. God will not partner with darkness. The Bible says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. So we cannot hold on to darkness and also want to hold on to God at the same time. Yeah, let's move to the next point. Point number two. The world we live in is naturally perverse. You know, point number one says the human nature is naturally perverse. Now, this second point is saying the world we live in, this earth we live in, is naturally perverse. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, Philippians 2, 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Yeah, so the Bible says we should be blameless and harmless. We should be sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. So this letter was written to the Philippian Christians, the Christians in Philippi. Yeah. So even at that time, the Bible says they were crooked and perverse nation. Yeah, then what can we say about this time, this present time that we are living in? So the world we live in is crooked and perverse. Look at everything in the world. Look at everything on earth. You will clearly see that they are all directly against God. The world system, the financial system in the world, even the health system, the science and technology, the educational system, everything, even the agricultural system. Yeah, you look at some fruits, some plants. is no longer natural. They have changed some things inside. Yeah, the beans we used to have before is not the beans we have now. The maize, corn we used to have before is not the kind of corn and maize we have now. Yeah, so everything has been twisted. Everything is being twisted in the world. So we are living in a crooked and perverse world. And the Bible says, don't join them. Don't join them. Praise the Lord. The Bible says we should be blameless. Even though we are in a world that is directly fighting against the word of God. Even though you live in a world that is directly walking against the will of God and the nature of God, you should not join the world to sin against the Creator. You should stand out. You should be blameless. You should be faultless. You should shine as lights in this world of darkness. That is your calling as a Christian. Yeah. And even in that Second Peter 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Yeah, you will see the calling of a Christian there. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. It says, who hath called you out of darkness? That is the calling of a Christian. Called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yeah, not called into darkness or called to embrace darkness, not called to follow darkness. It says called out of darkness. So if we have been called out of darkness, what are we doing with darkness? What are we doing with sin and unrighteousness and lust and pride and hatred and bitterness and malice? What are we doing with those things? What are we doing with hunger? What are we doing with the works of the flesh? If indeed we have been called out of darkness. Yeah, so let us stand out as Christians in this world that is naturally perverse. Let us be different. Now let's move to point number 3. Point number 3 says, don't believe in yourself. Don't believe in yourself. Yeah, I know some of you might have heard the saying of motivational speakers. They will say, believe in yourself. Be confident in yourself. Yeah, but we need to define that yourself. Yeah. Believe believe in yourself, trust in yourself, you can do it. Believe in your, some people also call it, believe in your gut, like your intuition. Yeah, so we need to really understand that yourself. Are we saying the new, are we referring to the new you that is in Christ Jesus, or the old you who according to the scriptures is meant to die? Yeah, so before you believe in yourself, you need to first understand which self am I believing in? Is it the perverse one? The one that is naturally perverse? The one that has fallen from the Garden of Eden? Is it that one I'm to believe in? Or the one that is created in Christ Jesus, who is a new creature? Yeah, so we need to really understand what we are believing in when they tell you, or you tell yourself, I believe in myself, or believe in yourself. Yeah, so you need to really be careful about believing in yourself. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So, do you believe in this new creature that is written in this verse? Or you still believe in the old man, the old nature, the one that is naturally perverse, naturally faithless, naturally dead, naturally against God? Is that the one you believe in? So don't believe in yourself. Believe in who you are in Christ, which is not yourself, which is not this yourself that you have known since you grew up in your father's house or mother's house. Yeah, some people will say, I just have to be myself. This is who I am. I don't take nonsense. Yeah, so that's who I am. I don't pretend. I don't pretend. This is who I am. I don't take rubbish. You do this to me, I fight you back. Yeah, I deal with you because that's who I am. And then these are people who say they are Christians. Well, they are not Christians, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the scripture is concerned. Yeah, because they still believe in the old man, not in the new man. Yeah. So if you are going to escape the perversion that is in this human nature, which every one of us have, you must stop believing in that human nature. That is how you will conquer the perversion that is in you, that is naturally in you. If you continue to believe in your human nature, you cannot escape the corruption and the perversion that is in your nature. So you have to believe in who God says you are, who the Word of God says you are. You have to believe in the new creature that you are. And in fact, that is when you start enjoying Christianity. Yeah, I wasn't enjoying Christianity until I embraced the new creature that I am in Christ Jesus. I wasn't enjoying Christianity. In fact, my life was something else. And everything was not working well for me until I embraced the new creature that I am in Christ Jesus. In fact, the power of God didn't work in my life until I embraced that new creature, new nature. Until I begin to say, this human nature is not who I am. And whatever I feel in this human nature is not who I am. That who I am is not here, is not in this human nature, is in Christ Jesus. Until I let that sink deep into my mind, I was not able to overcome many battles. And my entire life was very frustrated. In fact, I was not even getting healed. I wasn't getting healed. I wasn't getting delivered until I embraced the new creature that I have in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So many of you are still limited because you still believe in the human nature. You believe that is who you are. And that is where your limitation is. So you believe what you feel is who you are. Your emotions in this human nature, the emotions coming from this human nature, you believe that is who you are. And that is why you keep failing and you keep falling. Yeah. Let's move to the last point. Point number four. There is a power that can fix the twist. Remember, for those of you that newly joined, I said the topic is there is a twist in nature. There is a twist in nature. Now, point number four says there is a power that can fix the twist. There is a power that can fix this twist that is in nature. And if you believe, that power is here this morning to do mighty works in your life. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we have these great and precious promises in Christ Jesus. And because of those promises, we become partakers of the divine nature. Yeah. So the power that is able to fix this twist that is in nature, that power is the divine nature. Is the divine nature. And that is the power that brought Jesus out of the grave. The resurrection power. That power cannot die. Yeah. Because it is the very nature of God Himself. Yeah, that power is eternal life. That power is immortality. That divine nature. That power is what created all things from the beginning. Yeah. So just as when a product has a fault, you take it back to the manufacturer to fix it, to take away the fault. In the same way, the only power that can fix the twist that is in nature is the power that created the nature itself. The power that created all things. That is the power that can fix what have gone wrong in the creatures. Yeah. And Jesus came to fix what has gone wrong in nature. Do you believe that? He came to fix what has gone wrong in nature. And he's here right now to fix the same. He's always with you. He's always in you. This power is in you. As a Christian, this power is with you to fix everything that have gone wrong. So if you realize that, you want to do what is right in the sight of God, but it's just so difficult for you. You want to please God. You want to live a pure and holy life. You want to live a righteous life. But it's just difficult. It is because of this twist that is in nature. is because there's a perversion in your human nature naturally. So you need Jesus to fix that fault. You need Jesus to replace your human nature with the divine nature. You need Jesus to change your nature. Then you'll be able to effortlessly and easily please God. Yeah. So the possibility of holy living is in this transformation. Yeah, the possibility of holiness is in the transformation that only Jesus can do, changing the human nature into the divine nature. That is how anyone can be holy. But if you think by your human nature you can be holy, you are just lying. Whatever holiness you practice is not genuine and cannot be acceptable before God. Yeah, so holiness is possible because Jesus is able to change the human nature into the divine nature. And with the divine nature, you can now please God easily without struggle. You can trust God easily. It is difficult for the human nature to trust God, because the human nature is naturally faithless. And that is why many people don't get healed, because they cannot have faith for a long time. Yeah, and Jesus told me that anyone that cannot have faith for a long time does not have faith at all. That to have faith means that you can't stop believing Him. That's what it means to have faith. It's not that you just believe today and tomorrow you start doubting again. It means you don't have faith at all. I don't know if I get my point. If you believe God today and tomorrow you doubt, it means you don't have faith at all. So you have faith because you can't stop believing God. And it's just too difficult and too impossible for you to doubt God. That is when you have faith. Yeah, that's when you have faith. You have faith when you cannot stop believing and trusting God, irrespective of what happens. That is when you have faith. But if at certain point you start going back on in your journey of faith, or you start going down in your faith life, then it means you did not have faith at all. Yeah, that is what it means. When the Lord told me that, I was surprised. So it means, he said, we lose faith because we did not even have it at all. And when you really have it, you won't lose it. So what that means is that you must fight for faith. Yeah, that's what it means. It means you must contend for faith. Fight to have it and to continue to have it. Yeah, because once you lose it, it means you never had it. Yeah, so there's a point you get to in faith that you can no longer doubt God. And that is when you have faith. yeah, there's a point you get to in faith that you no longer doubt God. You no longer have unbelief. Yeah, and you're no longer driven by fear. It is at that point that you can say you have faith. Yeah, so if you still doubt, it means you are yet to have it. So it means you should fight for it. Yeah, you should fight for it till you have it. Yeah, and when you have it is when your human nature have changed into a divine nature, because it is only the divine nature that can continue to believe God and not stop believing God, irrespective of whatever happens. It is only the divine nature that can trust God forever. The human nature cannot. Yeah. So I'm taking time to show you these things so that you will know how to pray. Yeah, for God to deliver you from the perversion and the twist that is in every man. Yeah. For instance, as I am right now, I've come to a point that it is too impossible for me to doubt God on many issues. Yeah, it is just too impossible for me to doubt God. Yeah, so it's about transformation. Some people think faith is just about I believe. It's more than believing. Yeah, and then it's more than having revelation of who God is and of what He can do. Of course, those are parts of faith, but it's more than that. Faith has a lot to do with transformation. When your nature has changed into a divine nature that can't doubt. Yeah, even if the world is falling apart, you just can't doubt God anymore. Yeah, you just can't see. You just can't doubt. Yeah, that is when you have faith. And you can get to that point if you are willing to fight for it. It's a warfare. Amen. Yeah, so not only that, Jesus is that power. Remember, I said point number four says there's a power that can fix the twist in nature. So Jesus is that power. And not only can He fix the twist in your spirit, in your soul, He can also fix the twist in your body. Yeah, since He created the body. So if anything is wrong in your body, He can fix it. Yeah, so the resurrection power, that's eternal power, is able to fix, just as it brought Jesus from the grave, one who has been pronounced dead. On the third day, came out of the grave as immortal. So the same power can fix anything that have gone wrong in our bodies. The Bible says, if the spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave dwells in us, that the same spirit gives life to our mortal bodies. So the same power can fix anything that have gone wrong in your body system. Yeah, in fact, it can replace any organ that have stopped functioning or is malfunctioning. The power of Jesus can do that. Even though Jesus knows that your body is not going to live forever, because this flesh and blood, we still die. Yeah, but for those days that God wanted to spend on earth, those years God wants you to spend on earth, He wants you to live those years in good health and in peace, not in pains, not in suffering. Yeah, so you can ask Jesus to fix whatever is wrong in your body. Yeah, because that is why He came. That is why He died and resurrected. So we are going to be praying now. I have shown you in the teaching how a lot is wrong with nature, including the human nature. And then I have also shown you the only person that can fix what is wrong in nature. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of my unbelief. Forgive me of thinking that you cannot save me. Forgive me of thinking that you cannot heal me. Forgive me of thinking that you cannot deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, because if nothing is wrong with your faith, a lot would have changed in your life by now. Surely something is wrong with your faith. Talk to Him. Say, Father, forgive me of my unbelief. Forgive me of those thoughts I was thinking that is contrary to faith. Those thoughts that I was thinking that is contrary to your ability, contrary to your power. Forgive me, O Lord, for thinking that you cannot help me. Forgive me, O Lord, for thinking that you cannot do surgery in my body and get rid of what has gone wrong there. Forgive me of thinking that you cannot do surgery in my soul and in my spirit and give me a divine nature. Oh Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. Say, Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. I want to believe in you. I want to trust in you forever. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points before I pray for you and your water. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that cannot help myself. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that I cannot help myself. I acknowledge that I am weak in this human nature to help myself. Visit me, Lord, and help me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, I acknowledge that I am weak in myself to help myself. I am weak in my human nature to help myself. Visit me and help me. Visit me and help me. Talk to God. The best of human wisdom is foolishness in heaven. The highest of wisdom you can find here on earth is foolishness to God. There is no help in human nature. There is no help in the flesh. No help in human wisdom. Talk to God, say, Father, I acknowledge that I am helpless in my nature, in myself, to help myself. I am weak in my human nature, in my human wisdom, to help myself. Say, Lord, in your mercy, visit me and help me. Visit me and help me. Thank you, Jesus. Visit me and save me. Visit me and deliver me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, there's a device. Parts for whatever has been damaged in you, whether has been damaged in your soul, in your mind, in your spirit, or in your body. God has a replacement for them all. Only if you can believe. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, Lord Jesus, replace every part of me that has been damaged by darkness. Replace every part of me that has been damaged by darkness with a new part. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lehashanege de Batashna, Dishishte Tafsan Hadegala, every part of me that has been destroyed by darkness, damaged by disease, damaged by virus, damaged by sickness, damaged by witchcraft, damaged by Satan. Every part of me that have been damaged by death, by hell, Lord Jesus, replace them now with new parts. In the name of Jesus, replace Please them now, Lord Jesus. Every part of my spirit damaged, dead, Lord Jesus, replace them. Part of my soul damaged, dead, Lord Jesus, replace them. Part of my body damaged, dead, Lord Jesus, replace them now. Thank you, Lord. Replace them now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Lastly, you're going to pray. In the teaching, I said, don't believe in yourself. That is, don't believe in this human nature that has fallen. Believe in who you are in Jesus. Believe in the new creature that you are in Jesus, not this one that is perverse. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always believe and trust in who I am in you and not in this perverse human nature, in this fallen human nature. Say, Lord, help my faith to be in who I am in you so that I can change into that person that I am in you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to believe in who I am in you and not in this fallen, depraved, perverse human nature. Help me to trust in who I am in you and not in this weak, dying human nature, so that I can be changed into the new creature that I am in you, so that I can escape the corruption that is in this human nature. Help me to put my faith and confidence in who I am in you forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be praying for you now. Yeah, make sure the water is opened before you. Yeah, that is if it's closed, so you can open the water. That is, if it's possible, and then raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for the hope we have in you, the confidence we have in you. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance we have that you will always help us whenever we run to you, whenever we come to you for help. Thank you for that confidence that we have, that you cannot let us down. Thank you for always being there for us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the things you have shown us from your scriptures that you want to do in our lives, that you want to do for us. Oh Lord, we are here and we believe and we are ready. Visit everyone right now and do those things you have revealed to us today that your power can do. Do those things in everyone right now in Jesus' name. The transformation that you are able to do in us, in our spirits, in our souls, in our bodies. Lord, we are ready for that transformation. Touch everyone here right now and do the transformation according to your eternal power, according to your resurrection power. Do the transformation right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall no longer be enslaved by your perverse human nature. I decree that you are released from the bondage of your sinful nature, your fallen nature. You are released now to please the Lord, to become who God wants you to be. And it is so right now. It is done right now. It is happening right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that henceforth, because of the power that has been given to you in Jesus, you shall no longer be a slave to sicknesses and diseases. You shall live in good health till the day God wants you to leave this earth. You shall live in perfect and good health forever in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of God possess the water before you right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God that does transformation, the power of God that fix things that have gone wrong in nature, let that power possess the water before you right now. In the name of Jesus. And as you drink this water, everything that have gone wrong in your spirit, soul, and body shall be fixed supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. And as you take this water to those that are sick, the power of Jesus shall also fix their lives, fix their bodies and souls and spirits in Jesus' name. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.